Good evening. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner of World Weather Incorporated, and this is your Sunday evening tractor weather update for June the 29th. Tonight, I'm going to try to justify the prognosticator that was released today. It is too wet. I just know that it is too wet, but the reason why I've got it the way it is because of the erratic distribution of rain that I expect to see during the month of July. I think there's going to be a lot of clusters of thunderstorms, pockets, if you will, where there's going to be better rain and where there's not going to be nearly enough. And that's where the problem is. When you're in an environment like this, it is very difficult to try to find where the better rains are going to occur. And if you've been paying any attention here recently to the rainfall distribution across the prairies, it has become very blotchy. Some folks will get a good, decent amount of rain, and just a few miles away, nothing or darn little. And this is the problem with the forecast at this point in time. It is just too erratic, the rainfall that is expected to occur over the next 30 days to help us with any kind of a general consensus as to where the better rains are likely to occur. So I'm admitting right off the bat here that I have too much moisture in quite a few areas, but if I take away the moisture and create a very dry scenario, most likely I will miss those areas that get those locally strong thunderstorms. So there's no way to win in this game. But I do want all of the listeners here tonight to be aware that I'm aware of the fact that there is a continuous below normal precipitation bias impacting a big part of the prairies. And I recognize the fact that there's a lot of crops, moisture stress, and stress potential lying out there in the fields. We did get a decent amount of rain recently across portions of Alberta and even into west central sections of Saskatchewan. Other areas received some welcome rain, but it was pretty darn light. And that's one of the reasons why we still have so much of the southern and eastern part of the prairies still dealing with a droughty scenario. And I recognize that. The unfortunate part of the forecast over the next 2 weeks is that the ridge of high pressure that temporarily shifted into the eastern parts of North America a week or so ago will now reappear over the prairies and parts of the plains. This will likely result in the next 10 days of restricted rain, and especially in the southwestern prairies. In Palliser Triangle, we do expect to see southern Alberta and southwestern Saskatchewan with very little rain and very warm temperatures. It will be a full reversal in the improved moisture situation that has occurred here recently. Then, as we go into the second half of July, there is a potential that we'll see some cooler air move down through the eastern prairies, and that's why the rainfall distribution is what it is, because we felt like that as the cooler air comes through, the potential for seeing some locally strong thunderstorms becomes a little bit higher. I am not anticipating generalized good rainfall across the prairies, especially not the east, and I think that the whole scenario is one that's rather worrisome. And yes, I do admit, again, that I probably have too much moisture in the forecast, but it was a forecast that is just one of those things that's really difficult to try to figure out who's going to get the better rains. So in the second half of July, like I said, there is a potential for cooler air to come around. It'll drop a frontal system through the eastern and southern parts of the prairies. It should be a trigger mechanism for bringing in some rainfall. Unfortunately, in the month of July, the southwest monsoon in the United States will just beginning to spread northward in the first part of the month, and that's why we don't get much moisture in the southwestern prairies. But as we get into the second half of July, that monsoon moisture feed should be coming far to the north into the U.S. Rocky Mountains and northern plains, increasing the opportunity for some rain, hence the opportunity for better rainfall in parts of the northern and eastern sections of the prairies. In the meantime, as the ridge of high pressure starts to weaken and break down in the second half of July, the position of the ridge should shift slightly to the east, opening the door of opportunity for moisture to sneak into the western prairies through the Peace River region. And as the moisture comes in from that area, some showers and thunderstorms will work their way further to the east through northern parts of Saskatchewan. This is the reason why the precipitation distribution on the latest prognosticator turned out to be the way it was. But all of these forecasts and these details are all predicated on basically the monsoon flow in the U.S., the positioning and the intensity of the ridge of high pressure over Canada's prairies, and the moisture profile as it is right now across the region. We know that there's a need for more moisture in just about all of the prairies. We know that the best conditions are out in the west, and that's probably where they'll likely stay. Later in the summer, we do expect to see, again, the Peace River region and northern parts as well as western parts of Alberta to see frequent rains. And we should have more moisture coming into the southern prairies as little disturbances develop and pass from west to east across the south there and grab onto a little bit of that moisture coming up from the U.S. southwest monsoon. No big general soaking of rain is likely to occur. And it's very, very important that everyone understands that we're not going to be moving into a pattern here where there's just one decent rain after the other coming across the region. I've said most of this particular year that the rains were going to come from one or two bigger systems and we'll have to coast from one rain event to the next in order to get by. And I still believe that very seriously. And I don't expect to see too many large-scale storms. Obviously, the first part of July is going to be a real hard time for getting any kind of major storm system to evolve once that ridge is developing over the region. Later in July, when that ridge starts to weaken, we'll have an opportunity for disturbances to come in on the backside of the ridge, moving over the top of the ridge, and then some moisture coming up, maybe from the monsoon in the northern plains, that a weak low pressure system might be able to tap into and pull farther to the north. The bottom line is that nobody's going to get a general soaking during the month. And I, again, reiterate that my rainfall amounts are definitely going to be too high, but we do expect some pockets that are going to do relatively well. And your guess is going to be maybe better than mine as to who's going to get that moisture and who is not. The temperatures are going to be warm bias during the month of June, and they will be hot for a short period of time when the ridge of high pressure is most significantly developed, which will be late this coming week and next week. And then we'll likely see some relaxing of the temperatures and an opportunity for some showers. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.